A winning quarterback from last night's Monday Night Football game, the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Matt Castle. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm a little stuffed up, so you're going to have to excuse the voice this morning.
That's all right.
Hey, was it a little subdued after the game? We've been talking about it all morning. You win the game, you win it big, but it can't be a good news from the Rodney Harrison on the Rodney Harrison front.
There's no doubt. It was a bittersweet thing because you go out and you play so well and played such a complimentary game, and then the end result, you lose a guy like Rodney Harrison, who's a captain and a leader and a guy that means so much to this team from a leadership standpoint, and you know, you can't do anything but feel terrible for him, and you don't know what the rest of his career has ahead of him, and you don't know what the injury to the extent of the injury is, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, it definitely was bittersweet.
Matt, this probably is a better question for somebody on the defensive side, but you touched on it briefly. The leadership that he brings to this defense, what form does it take itself? What form does it manifest itself? Is it attitude? Is it intelligence? Is it coach on the field? Is it, you know, being as hard a hitter in the fourth quarter as it is in the first? What did he bring to this football team, Matt?
I think it's all the things that you just said right there. His leadership, what he brings to the locker room, his upbeat energy, his experience, and the willingness to go out, play after play, and give 110%, and set an example from top to bottom of how you have to play this game.
Now, I know, and I read on a couple of different occasions that Bill Belichick and the players, by the way, said the week of preparation leading up to last night's game was your best in a long time. With that said, did you and your teammates see 404 yards of offense coming? Did you see 257 yards on the ground? Did you see no interceptions, no touchdowns? I know you strive for that kind of game, but coming off the San Diego game, did you see this coming last night, Matt, in practice?
You'd like to say that you see it every single week, but you never really know until you get in the game. And we worked real hard this week, and we were diligent about it, and we went out and got the work done, and we had three or four good days of practice, and it showed out there on Monday night.
Obviously, I mean, you're happy with the win, but you can't be happy with the six sacks, Matt. Do you have to wait to see the film to see whose fault they were or why they got you so many times? I mean, how do you explain it? You were dominant in every way, but they managed to get you a half a dozen times.
Right. I don't know. I haven't seen the film yet, and we'll go in and I'm sure we'll critique it, and we'll find out what the problem is, and we'll go from there.
Hey, if the football genie jumped out of the bottle and said, Matt, you get one wish, and your wish is one of two things. You can either throw for three touchdowns and no interceptions every game for the rest of your career, or every game for the rest of your career your running backs can run for over 250 yards. Which would you choose?
That's a tough question.
It is?
It depends on which scenario we're winning. So,
well, I guess what I'm asking you is,
if we're going to rush for 250 and win, then I choose that. If we're going to throw for three touchdowns every game for the rest of my career and we're going to lose, then I still choose the rushing.
Which one of those two things helps you think, win more easily? The ability to control the ball on the ground and run it down their throat, or your ability to get in the end zone three times and not throw a pick?
You know, I think that they both, that's what I was talking about earlier, it's both complements each other. The run game opens up the passing game and takes some pressure off myself, and they got to respect the fact that we're going to run the ball, and it sets up the play action and does a lot of great things for us. So if we can establish the run and continue to do that, obviously we might not rush for 260 yards every game, but if we can continue to rush the ball well and put yards up and get ourselves in good position, then it helps us.
Hey, Matt, because of the vagaries of the National Football League, where the St. Louis's, you know, can rise up and beat, you know, the good teams, and just, you know, David and Goliath every single week, and nobody really knows what to expect. We began the show this morning, we said, great effort, wonderful stats, you know, good news all around, with the exception of the injury situation, but what does it mean going forward? And I said to Jerry here, I said, I'm going to ask Matt one question during the 8 o'clock hour, and depending on his answer to this question, this is going to tell me what I might expect going forward. And here's the question. On that second quarter touchdown, Matt Castle, to Randy Moss in the back of the end zone that made it 20-3, did you intentionally throw that fastball to Randy's back shoulder to keep it away from the defender, or did it just happen to go in the absolute perfect spot?
That's exactly where I wanted to throw
Excellent.
It because the guy had outside leverage, and he was where he was, and we work on that play in practice. And if the guy is outside leverage and a guy like Champ Bailey, and we saw that, we work on the back shoulder.
My guess is then, and I have no reason to doubt you, if that's true, that probably was your favorite play of all the offensive plays. Fair to say?
Yeah, it was a touchdown to Randy Moss. definitely a good thing.
And we,
you should take my word for it, too. You shouldn't doubt me.
No, I didn't doubt you. I said I'm taking your word for it.
Come on. I get up every morning to talk to you, and you're doubting me? What's going on here?
I believe you.
You know, Moss seemed to really be enjoying this night, too. Is he as helpful for you in practice as he was in his game last night? There was some question when Tom Brady went down, would Randy Moss be just as motivated? Would he be just as into this season as before? And he seemed to be last night. Is it that way in practice?
Yeah, Randy's a great player, and he's a great teammate, and he's a very knowledgeable guy. And and obviously there's going to be times where he might get a little frustrated, but and everybody knows the reason why, because he's such a great player that he wants the ball. And if you look around the history of the NFL and you look at all the great players and all the great receivers that ever played, they want the ball. And the fact is, Randy, he works hard every week in practice. He's a great teammate. And on Sundays, he wants to come out and have production like everybody else. And last night is a great example of him coming out and us getting the job done, and him working hard and having fun and going out there and doing what we needed to do.
Were you guys on the bench at the end of the game? Were you looking up at the screen, up at the big board there at yourselves sitting on the bench because you had a little laugh with Randy at the end of the game?
I don't even know what was said. He probably was talking smack to me. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what was said at that point. I don't even remember, but we were looking up at the scoreboard probably, just excited about what we did tonight and knowing that there's going to be some big games coming up as we move forward.
Hey, Matt, as we observe this football team from a distance, you know, we hear that Maroney goes on the IR before the game. Morris comes in and does a tremendous job. He goes down at halftime. Green Ellis comes in and fills in nicely for him. And everybody's saying, wow, it's just, you know, one running back after the other, and it's working tonight. I think most people, fair to say, are surprised to see the rookie go out there and have that kind of impact after Morris, after Maroney. Are you and your teammates surprised by that based on the fact that you see these guys every day in practice?
No, I think Ben Jarvis or Green, who is the running back that came in, he's done an outstanding job, and he had a great college football career at Ole Miss, and he was a heck of a player, and he showed a lot of great things in practice, and I think that's the reason why the coaches were confident about going to him late in the game and letting him go out there and run the rock, and like I said, when the offensive line moves the front like they did and opens up those holes, those running backs have a great opportunity, and he ran hard, and that's what you want to see.
You know, it's no news to you that every week in the National Football League, the list of guys who get injured, you know, could certainly fill out a Pro Bowl roster. Last night, Cutler gets hurt, although he tried to stay in the game. Boss Bailey, Champ Bailey, Maroney on the IR ahead of time. Harrison, Brady's down. I guess Ellis Hobbs got nicked a little bit. With exception of saying, well, it's part of the game, you come to accept that. How do National Football League players, Matt, reconcile and compartmentalize the fact that what happened to Rodney or what happened to any one of these guys, Tom Brady, can happen at any single moment as you know, work your ass off for a common goal, bang, it can change immediately and you're no longer involved?
Yeah, I mean, that's just all the more reason why you can't take this game for granted and you can't take any one play for granted, and that you got to go out and give 110% because you never know when that could happen, and you never know when maybe this ride could be over. So it's a physical game, it's a violent game, and you have to go out and understand that at any given moment that could happen, but an injury could occur. So don't take it for granted. Go out, continue to work hard, and enjoy it while it's going on.
And you probably don't want to get sacked six times a game. You probably that's not exactly good for your health. What do you think the coaches will encourage from you? Obviously had a great game, but they want to keep you upright. You want to keep you healthy going forward. Do you have to get rid of the ball, make quicker decisions, move quicker, run faster? I mean, what do you have to do to avoid getting hit this often and stay healthy?
I don't really know, to be completely honest. We got to go back and critique the film and try to figure out, you know, where the problem is, whether it be me, whether it be somewhere else, and then you make the corrections and you try to move forward and go from there.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's really all you can do.
Yeah, on a personal note, does sleep come easier after a 41-7 performance where your passer rating is 136 or after a loss to San Diego? I'm thinking, obviously, you're mulling over all the stuff that went wrong against San Diego, but yet you're also kind of jacked up and very excited about what happened last night.
Yeah, after any late-night game, you don't get much sleep. I just think it's the adrenaline of the game, the excitement, and the energy from the fans that they bring, and then... And you don't get much sleep, and then whatever it was, 6-hour plane ride home from San Diego was a long one.
Yeah.
Versus this one, at least you have some good thoughts to think about.
All right, Matt, appreciate you getting up and talking with us on Patriot Monday, which is now a Tuesday. Congratulations on a great game. We'll talk to you next Monday after St. Louis.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Matt Castle joining us on.